And now, the KHMB feature story of the week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB feature story of the week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Everyone wants to know what's going on. And for the Coastside, there is a place where you can find out. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Michelle Dragony, Chief Buzz Officer of Coastside Buzz. Welcome, Michelle.
Well, hi, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Coastside Buzz is an internet portal of extraordinary variety. So right off, how do you get there?
You go to coastsidebuzz.com, and I have content, news, and I have a calendar, Best on the Coast. I have all the music, Coast View's music calendar, and you go to find it at coastsidebuzz.com.
As I said, there's so much on the website, literally a hive of activity. Oh, yeah, the puns are endless, aren't they? Yes, okay. But right now, one of the loudest buzzes coming up is the 2026 elections. There are 28 open seats for 10 jurisdictions, and I'm willing to bet most people only know a few of them, if at all. What we're going to do, we'll have a thumbnail of each of these positions, and we'll have a lightning round, and you get 1 minute to let people know what it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go!
The first up is Cabrillo Unified School District. There are openings for areas A, C, and E. A is up north in the Montero Way, C is in the Midcoast, and E is Ocean Colony all the way to San Gregorio. Filing date is going to be July 17th for everything, so start thinking about that. Then we can move on to the next one.
But first, well, how many positions are in that one?
Three. And the first position is held currently by Carmen Daniel, and that's Area A. The second position is Area C, which is held by Lizette Cortez. Area E is Mary Beth Alexander. All of their terms end this year. I don't know if they're going to run again. They would be incumbents if they want to run again. I'm not sure if Mary Beth has reached her term limits. I'm not sure Cabrillo has term limits. I know the city of Half Moon Bay does not. Most of the jurisdictions do not.
Next one.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, in alphabetical order. Now we go to Coastside County Water District. There are zones 1, zones 2, and zones 5. So zone 1 is Midcoast. It's held by Dave Dixon right now. He was appointed after the previous director retired. He is going to decide whether or not he wants to run again. He used to be the sewer authority general manager, so he knows a lot about fluids. I think he was the general manager at Coastside County Water District at one point as well. Chris Mickelson is in zone 2, and that's a little bit up north. Coastside County Water District goes all the way up to the Moss Beach border and then all the way down to Miramontes Point, Ocean Colony, Kenyatta Cove, in that area.
Okay, so now these are the incumbents, and these seats are all open then.
I know that for Zone 5, that's Bob Feldman, he is not running again. So if you're in Zone 5, that would be down south.
Next one.
Coastside Fire Protection District. Now, there are three zones available there as well. Coastside County Water District goes from the top of Montara, the northern part of Montara, and it goes all the way down to Martins Beach. It's not exactly districted like CUSD, Cabrillo Unified School District, but it's close. It's one of the fully coastside-wide districts. We've got Patrick Henna, District C. He is Midcoast Granada area, northern Half Moon Bay. Bruce McKimmy is District B. He is 2028. So we have Cynthia Sherrill in District D. She is, you know, downtown Half Moon Bay. And then you have Gary Burt, District E, which is South Coastside.
Again, incumbents, and they're all up for a reelection. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the next one.
So I'm reading off a map. I create maps for every single district because they don't have one.
And it's on your website.
And it's on my website. And I'm reading from one post where I have all 10 jurisdictions in one scroll. So there is a separate page for each district as well. But now we're in G's, Granada Community Services District. So there's sewer, garbage, parks, and recreation. They have 3 at-large seats. They are the only public agency on the coastside that is not districted, so it's still at-large. That means you can live anywhere in El Granada, Moss Beach, or Monterra. So we have to look at the map. It goes to Princeton Harbor, all of Granada, and the last northern road in Frenchman's Creek. And then Monterra Water, which I'll talk about in a few minutes, goes on beyond there.
Okay, just look into your radio at the map here.
That's right. Look into the radio at the map. So there's 3 places that are open there. That's a great agency to work with, because they got a brand new park that they're going to be bringing online and starting to build very soon.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And again, how many positions open?
3 open.
3 open
and
again.
At large.
Moving right along.
Now we're Half Moon Bay City Council. So one of the problems is that we are districted. This is like a Voting Rights Act thing that happened maybe 20 years ago. Everybody had to split up their town or their jurisdiction into districts. It makes it a little harder for people to run, in the sense that you have to find somebody in each district rather than somebody globally. But what that does, it forces somebody to run in their neighborhood. So the people that are running this year they're up for election. They have to run again if they want to. It is Robert Brownstone, District 1, and he is the northern part of Half Moon Bay on the east side of the highway. There's a teeny little breakout that goes over the highway, and that's where he lives.
When do they come up with these teeny little breakouts?
Census decision-making process on the redistricting committee that was put together, and then the city council has a final decision on how they want things to be districted.
So how many of these are open?
We have 3. We also have Deborah Penrose. She's in District 5, which is Half Moon Bay, sort of like Johnston Street, east side of Half Moon Bay, and a little bit on the other side of Main Street.
Just a little bit.
That's why there's a map.
The
maps are actually pretty good.
Okay, next one.
Oh, one last one. Debbie Ruddick on District 4.
Okay,
so there's 3 people there. Okay, now we're Mid-Coast Community Council, which is kind of like the city offices for the Mid-Coast. If you're in El Granada, Moss Beach, or Monterra, these are your people. They don't have any legislative power, but if you shout loud enough, the county will hear you, but you need to do it through the MCC. It's at large as well, actually. Now there's 2 at large. I forgot that GCSD and MCC were both at large. Well, and PMAC's at large as well. So then that's another political decision that Supervisor Mueller made just to make it easier for the people down in Pescadero. But for here, you've got 4 at large that are open. And that means you can live anywhere in El Granada, Moss Beach, or Monterra, and you cover everything. Miramar, Princeton. It's a very important position to have. There's 7 people on the council, and it's a must-do for you in the Mid-Coast.
This is big. And now, continuing our lightning round, you will be tested on this material. Next one.
Mid-Peninsula Open Space District. It's a county-wide district, and there is 2 districts that sort of overlap. There is 1 district that overlaps, and that is the South Coast Ward 6. It includes Pescadero to La Honda and to the bay. It's one of those districts, like the Harbor District, that goes from the bay to the coast. If you live in the southern part of Half Moon Bay, you would be able to represent Ward 6. Monterra Water and Sanitary District. So there are 3 agencies that are part of the Sewer Authority Mid-Coast side. I already talked about Granada, the sewer, garbage, parks. Well, Monterra is Monterra Water and Sanitary District. So they're water, sewer, and garbage. They are also part of the JPA, as is Granada and Half Moon Bay. To be on the sewer board, you have to be on one of the JPA partners, one of the members, either Granada, Monterra, or the city of Half Moon Bay. In Monterra, they are just completing the districting process. So there are several people that are going from at-large positions, and they live in districts, and they can choose to run in that district or not run again. But there are 5 districts in Monterra, and 3 of them are open. It's a very complicated map, and so you have to go look at it.
Yes, and then where do you look at it?
CoastsideBuzz.com.
Right.
And go to the Elections 2026 tab on the menu bar, and everything elections is right there. This particular post is at the top. There's a very pretty, enthusiastic bee.
All right. We got any left?
Pescadero Municipal Advisory Council, PMAC. Now, this station may not necessarily reach down there.
Oh,
however,
we do if we squeeze. AM gets
right
down there.
And KPDO has a antenna on top of Tomcat Ranch, so they actually can reach all the way down to Año Nuevo, and on a good day, they can reach up to the harbor. Anyway, radio is radio, but we're all online, and I know people down in Pescadero listen here online, and vice versa. So PMAC is part of our community. They do a lot of things down there that we all visit, so it's just good to know they are still at large. Harbor District, San Mateo County Harbor District. Fish, sail, boat. From Pacifica to the bay is District 2. From District 3 is Moss Beach, Montara to the bay. So again, they go right across. But for our purposes, it's always good to have local coastside people on the Harbor District. In this particular case, we've got an opening for the Pacifica position, which George Dormerat is currently in. And there's also a position for District 3, which is Catherine Slater Carter. And that goes from Montara, again, all the way to the bay. So George's goes from Pacifica all the way to the bay as well. So those are the two coastside harbor district positions that are open. And again, they talk about fishing. They've got Johnson Pier, which is hopefully going to get a $40 million grant soon, and that's going to be really great news and exciting. They're in the middle of doing a RFP for the Old Ketch restaurant, so we're going to have new people in the restaurant. So a lot of stuff to go on there. And that is the last of the 10.
That's it?
That is the last of the 10.
We did it. Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Obviously, with all that to choose from, and if a person has a mind to participate, not only to go to Coastside Buzz and find out what it is, what do you do to place yourself on the ballot?
Start by going to this post. At the very, very top of the post, I have the candidate filing seminars. One has already occurred, June 24th, but I include the presentation from the seminar so you can look at it. But the next one is July 22nd. That's where you can ask questions. It's online as well. So, and then you have to file, and you need to file starting July 13th to August 7th. So you have to go in to do it. Forms cannot be mailed to you. I also include the San Mateo County candidate guide for you to look at. Everything's all there in one place.
All on coastsidebuzz.com.
Elections 2026.
Well, Michelle, I want to thank you for giving us just a hint of what is in the hive of Coastside Buzz.
And stay tuned, because we're going to have a forum I sponsored with the Chamber last cycle, and we're going to do it again. And we'll have the city and CUSD September 22nd.
My guest today has been Michelle Dragony, Chief Buzz Officer of Coastside Buzz. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for keeping us up on the latest buzz. If you haven't already done so, be sure to check out coastsidebuzz.com. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.